FSU's College of Medicine is helping to bring awareness to diabetes and the daily health threats posed by the disease on International World Diabetes Day. This is Florida State Headlines. I'm Nora Bertolet. Over 400 million people worldwide are estimated to have diabetes, and that number will continue to grow, according to the International Diabetes Federation, who founded World Diabetes Day in 1991. Research is taking place around the world and at FSU in order to better treat those with type 1 and type 2 diabetes, as well as gestational diabetes. Florida State University's director for the McGuire Medical Library, Martin Wood, is the organizer for FSU's second World Diabetes Day Research Symposium.
We're also going to have the Tallahassee Memorial Hospital Diabetes Center here, so their certified diabetes educators will be here to talk to folks if anyone has questions for them. The McGuire Medical Library team will be out there to talk with folks that maybe are doing diabetes research. And the PLAD Journal, which stands for People Living With and Inspired by Diabetes, that's published by the library here and the College of Medicine.
Wood, who is a type 1 diabetic, hopes the symposium will bring more awareness to the community, as well as the rest of campus, about the research being done at FSU.
There is diabetes research going on here at FSU. It's just not in a centralized location. And that's something that we really want to try to do more of, is increase the awareness of the diabetes research that's going on at FSU and help people know about it, and let's get the word out about it.
An added panel discussion to this year's World Diabetes Day Research Symposium in FSU's College of Medicine atrium will take the conversation from the science of diabetes displayed in the poster session of the symposium to discussing what it's like to live with diabetes day to day.
Diabetes is a wonderful disease in the fact that it's unique for every single person. So if you've seen one person's life with diabetes, you've seen one person's life with diabetes. And that's something that our students and our faculty really do embody well, and something I want to show to other researchers here on campus as well as the community, is that we're not just focused on diabetes in the clinic. We're focused on diabetes in day-to-day life as well.
The importance of awareness, research, and advocacy for diabetes at Florida State University is shown in the numerous research projects by students and faculty to be displayed and presented at the symposium.
There's still so much to learn, and that's one reason why I don't want to have a discussion about why isn't there a cure, where is there a cure, when are we getting a cure. Those are very important questions to ask, and in the field of diabetes research, those questions are absolutely being asked. What I really want to focus on is something that I think makes FSU unique, is that not only do we care about that science of diabetes, but we care about how that science is applied in living with diabetes.
The research symposium on November 14th, which is World Diabetes Day, will be held from 9 a.m. until 5 p.m. Researchers, faculty, and students will be on hand to discuss their work with attendees from 11 until noon, when the panel discussion will begin. Visit med.fsu.edu for details on parking for the event. For Florida State Headlines, I'm Nora Bertolet.